Consolidation and new company formation has become a steady drumbeat in the federal market. In the latest mega deal, Leidos is taking on the Information Systems and Global Solutions division from Lockheed. What does that mean for the market and for federal customers? For analysis, I asked Arun Sankaran, Managing Director of Market Research Company Govini.
It's a very interesting matchup overall. It brings a lot of scale to the market, especially at the services segment. In this environment of consolidation, it's created a brand new behemoth, if you will, at the about $10 billion combined in sales. I think it's a very complementary acquisition, particularly on the health side where and the DoD IT side, where Leidos is bringing pretty sophisticated high-end services related to national security missions, as well as a big award with DHMSM on the health IT side, which is going to be a continued focus, I believe. And Lockheed really complements that with scale, adding more services capacity, and a pretty nice array of health-related contract vehicles and capabilities as well for Leidos to expand in those markets. And I think as two services firms merging and not being a services subsidiary of a larger systems integrator, I think they bring some cost synergies and ability to be more competitive from a price and cost standpoint in the market as well.
And which major contractors do you think they will be most competitive to or with?
It's interesting because we released an analytic a couple of days ago, and it becomes clear in our view that really taking on a CSRA and a Booz Allen Hamilton, and I think the strategy there might be a little different between those two, and this new combined entity can take on CSRA, particularly on the IT services side, and then you've got a new consolidated player that can also rival Booz Allen Hamilton on that high-end services side.
CRSA, then, is the recent result of combining a piece of CSC, Computer Sciences Corporation, and SRA, correct?
That is correct.
And Leidos itself recently is not that old a company. It just came out of the old SAIC maybe, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, I believe it was announced late 2013, early 2014, around that time frame.
And how many people are we talking about that this new company will, I guess it's still going to be called Leidos, but how many people will they have now? That is to say, how many are they taking on from Lockheed?
I don't know if I have the exact number off the top of my head, but I know Leidos was, I think, about 17,000 folks, and I would imagine Lockheed is in that ballpark, too, in terms of number of people. So, you know, I think it's an entity that's going to be tens of thousands, probably north of 40,000 in terms of number of people.
And in a situation like this, can you expect there to be some layoffs with respect to the redundant capabilities like accounting or marketing?
Cost synergies is generally the nice way of putting that, but I expect that some of that would have to happen to really achieve that vision of a combined entity that can be very cost competitive in the market, which is a reality in the services market that has taken place, especially in the last two or three government fiscal years.
And briefly discuss what the power of a company like this is to bring in small businesses as pass-through companies or subcontractors that could help federal agencies with their small business goals, even while they use this 20-some thousand person behemoth.
What I think is really exciting from a partnering standpoint, especially if you're a small business, is just the sheer number of prime contract vehicle spots, the ability of Leidos, the combined Leidos, IS, and GS scale, to be the go-to point of contact, if you will, for the government customer as the prime contractor, and then being able to have a massive network of small businesses that slot into whichever contract that they're on, because they're going to be on a lot of programs and contract vehicles. So it would be a good target for small businesses to partner up with when they're trying to scale their presence, especially on the technology and professional services side.
We're speaking with Arun Sankaran, the managing director at Govini. Earlier you said this would be a competitor to companies like Booz Allen Hamilton and CSRA. So that means that there's management consulting and also technology services combined under one roof.
That's correct. Management consulting, professional services, being able to provide support to on a systems engineering side, as well as a lot of IT capability.
And what are some of the risks you see ahead for this new combined entity?
It's still pretty big. IT services is still a very competitive market, especially on a pure services standpoint, where without a strong technology base behind you, it becomes very price and cost competitive. And just the sheer scale of this business means that there's still a fair amount of overhead it would have to support. So I think it's still really in the markets that it's in. It's really picking the places where it can differentiate and compete on value. And avoid that price cost shootout at the other less differentiated pieces of the market.
Because we've seen some low price, technically acceptable types of contracts coming into services deals, and that can be tough for a company that has maybe higher costs and maybe better value added in the services they offer. They really can't compete on price, correct?
That is correct, especially larger companies have a lot of facilities and overhead, and if you have higher high-end skill sets, it's really hard to compete purely on a price basis. And I think what Leidos is hoping here is to even infuse even more intellectual property, even more technology capabilities into a strong base of IS and GS, and compete more on value where it can, and avoid those LPTA type competitions.
Is there room for a company like this in the whole cybersecurity services space?
I'm certain that's going to be a big target in the future, and especially for Leidos, which has a fairly strong national security sector within it, which cybersecurity, of course, is a main focus for that type of business.
And what about Lockheed? Their stock dropped a little bit when this deal was done. And so what does the market say about Lockheed and what's left of it, which is still pretty big?
Yeah, it's interesting that the stock dropped on Lockheed, and I think even Leidos. I'm not certain why the stock dropped on Lockheed. From a Leidos perspective, I think the market is probably questioning how good of quality of the services business they're really inheriting is, especially since past trends have shown when businesses divest. Generally, some of the good parts are retained within the parent company, and some of the less attractive parts are bundled into the spinoff before it's divested.
All right. So as a government buyer, suppose you're the customer, put yourself in their perspective. What do you watch for now to see if this is going to be a successful operation?
The most interesting thing will be the government is looking for ways to achieve cost savings. And generally, the easiest way to measure or prescribe cost savings has been to compete on price. But I think if the ultimate goal is cost savings, and you can actually create innovative technologies and solutions to doing things better and more efficiently using IP and technology rather than competing on price, I think the government will be watching it to see if this business can do that, where it's really bringing value affordably and creating that affordability that's so important now without having to resort to a low-price competition.
Will this merger be like airlines merging, where there's this kind of clashing of gears until the two operational sides get together, or do you think there's pretty good mesh right from the outset?
Yeah, I don't believe it'll be as traumatic as an airline merger. I think there's a fairly good mesh. And I mean, of course, there will be some adjustment, especially since Leidos is fresh out of its own split from SAIC, but I do think they will be able to go to market pretty soon.
Arun Sankaran is managing director of Govini. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends.